417 at KNX. Now that we have a president-elect, we're going to go back to answering your coronavirus questions every Tuesday and Friday afternoon at this time. We're brought to you by covidclinic.org. You can submit those questions on Facebook and Twitter. Use the hashtag KNX Corona Questions, or as always, send us an email, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us today, Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirt, welcome back. There's a lot going on, and everyone's talking about the Pfizer vaccine. It's showing promise of being 90% effective. Mission accomplished, problem solved, time to go back to normal. What do you think?
Well, wouldn't that be nice? And it could be at some point. This is actually a fantastic news release, because 90% is sort of the kind of levels that we see with measles vaccines. Unfortunately, the flu shot typically is more like 50-60%. So this is a very good, you know, first showing. The data is early, but it looks like the majority of people who do get the vaccine are not succumbing to a COVID infection. And in fact, those who got the placebo were more likely to get the COVID virus. Now it's a matter of trying to roll out enough of this to enough people in order to create herd immunity, which means at least 70%+ of the population will need to either have had COVID or get vaccinated. And I think that's where some of the challenges are going to come from, because it's a very tough vaccine to administer. It has to be kept at sub-zero temperatures. Freezers are not sufficient. It's a special type of freezer. And that's going to be a difficult logistical challenge to get enough vaccines to enough people fast enough in order to stop this pandemic in its tracks.
Yeah, so now we play the waiting game, and we look to see what the other vaccine candidates will do, and hopefully they get up there in terms of the efficacy rate, and maybe some of those will be a little bit easier to administer, because Pfizer, I think, also needs two doses, so you're going to have to go back and get that booster. But in terms of the, you know, you can be happy that this is coming, and you can say, oh, good, it's close, but there's also the argument, and I think, you know, there were some state officials making this yesterday. It's good that it's close, but it's almost like the messaging is it's close, but try harder to protect each other just a little bit longer. Don't throw caution to the wind, because that would just put us in a worse situation, because more people would end up getting sick in the meantime.
And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing surges, you know, across the country, across Europe, despite mask mandates. Remember that masks don't protect you. They protect the person in front of you. And you've got to learn how to build a better mask. And you have to ask yourself, okay, I'm cleaning my hands, but how clean is the air that I'm going to breathe in that little shop, restaurant, you know, gym, indoor area? Insist that those shop owners and gym owners and other retailers are using air scrubbers to keep that air clean. And if we do that and we don't give in to the pandemic fatigue, which is happening across the globe, we can keep this under control. We've shown that we can keep it under control. And then when we get tired, we get loose, and when we get loose, we get sick.
Because really, this vaccine won't be available to the general population for still a while now. We're still a few months from the general population, correct?
Yes, we're not thinking that there's going to be a serious amount of this vaccine entering the general population, you know, till about summer. Maybe some vaccines starting to be delivered in spring. As Mike said, you need two doses of it. We don't know how long it's going to last, how many of these treatments you're going to need in order to maintain COVID-19 immunity. The virus is also mutating, so we don't know if a COVID-19 vaccine helps a COVID-21 infection. There's a lot of unknowns, so it's not time to let down your guard. It's time to, you know, continue the care that we know works. We know what to do. You wear the better masks, the N95, or build your own, and you breathe air that you're pretty sure is either outdoors or is as clean as it is outdoors inside.
We've got, you know, LA County in particular saying it's the small gatherings still that are being blamed for much of the spread. But we do have a holiday coming up, Thanksgiving. So what to do about Thanksgiving? We were on in depth earlier talking about college students coming home. And the line was, if you're going to go, probably get tested before. But knowing that that's just for the day, you still got to be cautious. Or I guess just you can do a Friendsgiving or a Neighborsgiving. If that's your bubble, just stick with your bubble this year. Don't invite everybody from all over town or all over the country.
Yes, exactly. You have to be careful with your holiday list. And rather than asking people to bring over a Jell-O mold, ask them to bring over a air scrubber, an air filter from home. Nobody likes their Jell-O mold anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
But put in a fresh filter, bring it over. If everybody did that and you had them in the kitchen, in the dining areas, in the bathrooms, hallways that don't get well ventilated, you're going to keep everybody safe. And that's really what any holiday is about, is enjoying yourself, but also knowing that when everybody leaves, they're safe. I think that's a great holiday tradition to start, and it does work. My office is proof of that. We have 15 of these things throughout the office, and none of my staff have gotten COVID. None of our patients, you know, have been contaminated from being here. These work, and I wish the adoption of air filters would be more widespread, because it has the ability to stop the virus in the air. We know how to stop it on our fingers. We know how to stop it on our food. We've got to stop it in the air, and that's the way to do it.
Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Dr. Hirt, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, we get answers to your corona questions every Tuesday and Friday afternoon right here at 4:15, 4:22 now on KNX.